Welcome to this edition of America Tonight. For all our friends in Missouri, we're thinking about you. Awful rescues, evacuations all over the state, the West, the Central, the South. I mean, anywhere, because the amount of rain that has fallen, people on rooftops. Only a few deaths reported, thank goodness, and they were related to the car. That happens when people think it's okay, and then they get swept away because water is overflowed from a river or a creek, and they don't realize how deep it is, and they try to go through it, and that's a very, very sad thing when that happens. But I am hoping, with my fingers crossed, that the rain stops, because they keep calling for more rain in the forecast, and it's tough to contend with that. That's how you dry out. The only way you dry out is to have the thing stop and then go from there. So, you know, interesting along those same lines here from the get-go is we're always fascinated by the weather. The Weather Channel has exploded because it affects us. And one of the things that people pay attention to if they watch any local news is the weather. And we've joked about this before, that there are just certain areas where you do the weather and you say, yeah, it's sunny again. And, you know, the high today is going to be, oh, yes, 85. And so you might want to wear short sleeves or whatever. But anymore, this, a lot of that's starting to evaporate because of some of the crazy things that have happened in this cycle. And the hurricane season, initially they predicted it was going to be a wild hurricane season. And they're saying it might be unusually active now, so they're changing that. But they say there might be some dangerous few months to come. I love that. There might be some dangerous months to come, and it could be potentially dangerous, but it's not as bad as we once thought. So what does that mean? So if you live in an area where you could get a hurricane, okay, well, you could get smashed to smithereens, but, oh, it's not. We're dialing it back a little bit. So the updated forecast predicts 13 of 19 named storms this year. Both of the predictions are just one less forecast from 3 months ago. So the chance that 2013 will be busier than normal remains at 70%. A normal year has 12 named storms, 6 hurricanes, 3 major storms. That's frightening, huh? And so far there have been 4 named storms. The last one, Tropical Storm Dorian, 4 storms in June and July is more than normal when there's usually just 1 or 2 of those storms. And then it depends on the technicalities of how much winds. Are you getting blown literally off your feet at 111 miles an hour winds? Yeah, that's when you are hopefully out of wherever it is. But, you know, it's like Sandy. That storm, and I just saw this being on the East Coast, they're still grappling with that. That storm caused hundreds of miles of flooding, killed 147 people, caused $50 billion in damage, but you didn't have 111 mile an hour winds or more, but you had a terrible storm. So, you know, that counts. It hit landfall, and it was awful what it did to New York, to New Jersey. It's terrible. But powerful storms, damaging homes, trees, all that kind of stuff in the East Coast, and the news that the forecast wouldn't be quite as bad, but yet it still will be bad. And then for the people in Missouri, what a mess. I feel you. It's the worst. Get dealing with flooding and just hoping that you're not getting more rain, as I already mentioned, pounding you. Coming up this hour of America Tonight, of course, we're going to let you kick back and enjoy our cheap movie review. Weekends are a great time to go and catch a movie and forget all your woes. I think that's what movies are about, escaping. If you go to a theater and you... it's worth paying because you get that escape moment for whatever is going on in your world. It's worth it. The worst is you go to a movie, you pay whatever, $8, $9, and it's a terrible plot, terrible acting, and you just wonder, why did I leave the Batcave for this? Why should I have just rented this thing? Why? And waited till it came out on Redbox, in Redbox, whatever. Why did I do that? So we got our cheap movie review. But before we get to the cheap movie review, I think that this debate over the NSA is not dying down, thank goodness. I think it's just going to keep heating up because of you. You know, I always say it's power to the people, and so many just scoff that off. Oh, no, it's not. It's the government's so big, and they don't care about us, and da-da-da. Well, they care about you because you hold the vote. So if enough people raise their hand and complain, then suddenly things turn around, because if you want to be reelected, you have to, in some way, please your constituents. And the NSA debate is not going away. So how much is too much, and what was the data dumping going on, and why do we still have the same guy in charge of the NSA? That's what I want to know. Now they're saying the NSA is saying that they're going to use more robotic means to collect the data and put it in the cloud, and not have as many human resources touching the classified material, if that makes any sense. So in other words, there's still going to be people doing it, but less contractors doing it, and they're going to try to do it without using as many. What's interesting is the NSA is searching the contents of Americans' emails and texts in and out of the country. They're hunting for people who mention information about foreigners under surveillance. Well, that's ridiculous. We do a radio show here on America Tonight, so I can tell you in my correspondence every day, there'll be mentions of specific things. What's happening in Pakistan? What's going on with Al-Zawahiri? Whatever. What do you know? It's going back and forth with a source or something, or just even in general emails. So certainly they're looking through my stuff. They're not just intercepting the communications of people who are in direct contact with foreigners targeted overseas. This is what they led us to believe. I mean, even the New York Times did a huge story on this. So this wider net is definitely a wider net. They're doing that. They're looking for information, and the vacuum is huge. They're sucking up everything. I mean, they're pouring through our info. We knew this, though, right? But it's just another leg of the debate we've been having about the information that was leaked from Ed Snowden, the former NSA contractor, about whether the NSA has trampled on our privacy by scooping up your emails and mine and our phone data to try to get, you know, supposedly get foreign intelligence. And the protection they're using is this 2008 law, the FISA Amendments Act, which Congress approved eavesdropping on domestic soil without warrants as long as the target was a non-citizen abroad. So that's how they can do it. I say Al-Zawahiri, and they're in my email. And in your email, too. I just wonder, have every single one of us been tapped into? And to me, it's a telltale sign that something has to change. What's top secret and classified, and what's not anymore? What, everything is top secret then? And conducting the surveillance, the NSA is copying, then sifting through contents of what is mostly emails and text-based communications. That's what they're doing. So how are they not reading people's information? I know it's millions and millions of pieces of it, but how do they determine that? They would have to pull so many of us aside. Ridiculous. All right, we're heading to the movies next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
There are those curious about Bitcoins and those using and making money with Bitcoins. What are Bitcoins? A Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue River. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now?
That we would do a little movie thing here. There is a movie that's coming out that looks interesting. I think if you like sci-fi, if you're a big fan of sci-fi, this is probably right up your alley. And, you know, Donovan Madsen, God rest his soul, who used to work on this show, he loved sci-fi movies. And this would be one that would be on Donovan's list, I guarantee it. The movie's called Elysium, and it stars Matt Damon. It's very odd to see him dressed up in futuristic gear, I think. I don't know why, because when I look at him, I think Jason Bourne. But in the year 2159, two classes of people exist. That's kind of the script of this movie. The wealthy, and they live on a perfect man-made space station called Elysium. And then the rest, who are in an overpopulated, terrible Earth. So, you get the premise here, don't you? 1 hour, 37 minutes are, because of some of the language and whatnot. So, Mr. Nathan, let's roll a little clip of Elysium.
You can save everyone.
Max the Coaster, 36 years old. Violation today at bus stop 34B.
What's in the bag?
Hair products, mostly. I'm just kidding. Hey, 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 just going to work.
Thank you, citizen.
No, thank you.
Immediate extension of parole duration by a further 8 months.
Wait, what? No.
Elevation in heart rate detected. Were you lying uphill?
No, I am okay. Thank you.
Are you being sarcastic and or abusive?
Negative.
Hello, madam.
Cancer cells removed.
Three undocumented ships are approaching Elysium airspace. Shoot them down. said things haven't changed.
This wasn't even my fault.
You're still stealing cars?
No. Since I got out, I've been trying to live a normal life.
You used to be a legend, and now what?
Rose at 34!
In 5 days' time, you will die. Thank you for your service.
They can fix it on Elysium.
Max, I think I can help get you up there.
Hey, bring down the boom saw!
Is that gonna kill me? What did you do to me?
Gave you a way out. Whoever has this has the power to override their whole system.
She's very sick, Max. We need to get her up there.
You can save everyone.
When can I go?
Activate Kruger.
Follow me. Stay close. They will haunt you. You have no idea what's happening.
My prediction is that's probably going to do pretty well at the movies. Now, for kids, it still is the summer for a lot of kids. Grandparents are babysitting or their own parents are taking them to movies. It's always a great activity. This is a PG movie, 1 hour, 32 minutes, and it's called Planes.
Welcome to the world's fastest sport, where only the best of the best compete.
Flying out loud.
For the first time ever, we have a crop duster in the race.
And he's gonna die.
Dusty, you're going up against the best racers in the world.
I'm afraid of heights.
That airplane needs some help. Y'all know that, right?
Yeah!
It ain't how fast you're flying, it's how you fly fast. You can fly a whole lot higher than you think.
Ballistic!
He's ready.
Hey, look who made it. It's Rusty.
Dusty Crop Hopper.
Farm boy.
Wow. You're full dog telly.
Hell.
Most people call me Ishani.
I'm Hell Chupacabra.
We will have many adventures. We will laugh. We will cry. We will dance.
Probably not with each other.
Don't let anything distract you.
He is like a sunrise after a lifetime of darkness.
Or like fresh fertilizer on a field of dying grass.
This is not your thing, my friend.
It represents me more as little place.
But you're calm.
Serious identity issue.
You think you can beat me?
Squish my keep at you!
You have been shamed.
Kennedy approach, over.
Go back to Jersey, you bum.
This is Dusty Crocker. I'm caught in a storm. I'm going down!
It's a really compelling underdog story. Like Old Yeller.
That's not an underdog story.
There's a dog in it.
Man, that's nasty.
I owe you my life.
Are you crying?
I don't cry. I'm British.
You gotta love that. Pretty self-explanatory, and you probably recognize some of the names. Okay, we're gonna end on this one. Probably gonna be a popular rental. Love the title. Has an interesting premise, and you'll be able to figure out. It's called I Give It a Year.
Fornication.
I'll read that again. For an occasion like this, I want to make sure I keep up the traditions of being a best man. Apparently I need to get the groom to the church on time. Tick. I need to remember the rings. Did that. And I need to have sex with a bridesmaid. Three. To be fair, I think when they're older.
Happy 10-day anniversary.
What is it?
I saw you looking at it online the other day.
Two Asian lesbians and a man who looks like a fat Jesus.
I thought I got it made. Marry the doctor.
Red.
Sick. Lazy. Stupid. Disappointment. That was 9 months ago. There's just something in our marriage that hasn't quite... Yeah.
You realise you've married beneath yourself. You thought you could be someone better looking, better body.
No.
No.
Right, so were there terrible sexual problems?
Lovely. I don't know how you let her slip away.
No. She's too nice. She's too perfect. Holy shit. Guy, right? Yeah. It's just your type, really.
You're my type. I don't really go for good looking.
I need to be with you now.
I'm sorry, but that dove is getting awfully close to the ceiling fan.
I'm not giving up. From the minute I met you, I thought of nothing else. That's kind, boring, warm. Put the radio on if you want warm. Dinner with kids, so was Michael Jackson.
It's a shame that they can't put your brain in her body.
Do you know what I mean? That would be amazing. Although you'd be left with her brain in your body. Imagine that.
Oh my God, it's like Frankenstein, but with, like, boobs.
Nah, joking. I do ya.
Literally, never see another penis again.
In all fairness, you've probably seen enough to be getting on with now, haven't you? I'm not calling you a whore, but I also am.
We've got a camera on us, we'll have to try it out later.
So that's Morocco, that's a hotel, and that's...
Oh, that's doggy style.
All right, you gotta love that. Thanks so much to everybody for listening to the show. We got a couple more great segments we're gonna kick it to next. Nathan, great job, buddy. Hang through, everybody, and climb the wall with me.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Now available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon is a revolutionary book that will forever change the way you look at health and diet. Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet. This amazing diet and exercise plan was developed when the surgeon himself was confronted with heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, and cholesterol. There's no starving yourself and no calorie counting. You'll learn it's not how much you eat, but what you eat. Find easy-to-prepare recipes and simple step-by-step workout plans that exercise mind and body simultaneously. On the plan, Dr. Sturgeon lost over 70 pounds and reversed all the diseases naturally and with no medication. And many of his patients have had similar success. The Body and Brain Diet allows you to naturally diminish or reverse diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease, skin tags, psoriasis, and more. A whole new outlook on life and a healthy future awaits you. And Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet, available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Each and every week we talk to my pal Andrew Sabo. He's with Peel Back the Onion, the cool segment that we're starting to get some response from, the marketing chef. He's a professional speaker and a positioning, branding, and messaging strategist. He definitely has nothing to do with the people that are in the White House right now as far as their branding is concerned. Their branding is all over the map, and that is part of the problem. And what we've noticed, and Andrew and I had this conversation off the air, is it's, there seems to be this prevalence in the United States now. It's permeating all walks of life of lack of accountability. Do you notice that too? That's how we kind of tripped onto this. What do you notice with people that you even deal with in your everyday life, Andrew?
Well, I think this is interesting, where we have to take into account the fact that our leaders in this country do have influence. Whether you agree with them or not, there is huge influence that is wielded by a president of the United States, one of the most powerful countries in the world. And this is nothing new. The issue is, it seems to be, that what is it that we're not taking responsibility for? And one could even just go back, just kind of rewind the tape here a little bit. And you look at under Clinton's administration, you know, there was some interesting, obviously, shenanigans going on sexually with the president. And at first, he didn't take responsibility for that. And as a result, it was interesting, 12, 15 years later, a survey was done and about sexual attitudes, and they had completely changed within one generation because of the power of the presidency. And so the attitudes among young people when it came to oral sex had completely changed. So they did not consider that was actually sex, whereas the baby boomer generation thinks that that's one of the most intimate acts of sex.
Mm.
Very interesting. Now let's fast forward to today, and you have a situation where there's been a number of scandals rocking this particular administration. Yet we've really not seen anybody taking personal responsibility. Now, Benghazi, what does it matter? That's what we heard in the hearings. We've seen, obviously, the IRS. Now, they did say, they did admit wrongdoing, but nobody's taken responsibility. We've seen it in a number of things. So what happens is then, if it's okay for the president and the administration to not take responsibility, then guess what? Then people don't take responsibility. Businesses don't take responsibility. I had, and this is just a personal anecdotal thing, but just earlier this week, here we are in Texas, and it hit record temperatures this week into the hundreds, and we had an AC problem, and we had a technician come out to fix it, and he did not fix the problem. In fact, he left it worse than it was when he came and didn't take responsibility and ended up leaving the job. After I, discussed it with him about, could at least be a temporary fix of some things. And now I know what I'm doing. And basically, I got into a huff and ended up leaving, like I said, left us worse off than we were before. So what do I do? The natural thing is you call the company, and I said, well, I think we have a situation here. And, what I was wondering, I thought, well, this is just maybe a rogue technician and so forth. But, the reality was I asked for the, somebody in charge there, and they said, well, the owner's not available, the manager's not available, let me help you. So I said, okay, well, this is the situation. So there's nothing really we can do about this. I'll get the manager or the owner to call. Nobody ever called me. They didn't take responsibility for the issue. And this is, I think, not uncommon. I was talking to Kay, I've been talking to a few other people, and they're saying, this is becoming more and more prevalent.
Yeah.
So it's dangerous. I mean, let's face it, if you don't take responsibility, if it's not done at the highest levels, how can we expect it at the business level?
Yeah, I agree with you. It's interesting you bring up the Benghazi stuff, and of course, that's not completely over yet, but nobody will stand up. And as you mentioned, that was Hillary Clinton, who was the Secretary of State, but finally they talked to her, where she said, well, what difference does it matter? The ambassador's dead, and the terrible tragedy happened, and we grieve for their families, and that's exactly what she said. What difference does it make? Well, it makes a difference because they were asking for backup. This was not even almost a year ago. They were asking for backup, Andrew, twice. They never got it. And then we left them trapped in a situation where the worst thing that you could ever imagine happened to them. And there should be people that answer for that. Who gave the orders? Who signed off on, okay, no, we can't do this. It's a budget cut and whatever, and we're not going to give them backup. I think it's fair to want to know who that is.
Exactly. I mean, there's a responsibility to America. It does matter when four American lives are taken in a terrorist attack, but we try and cover it up, and we say it's not a terrorist attack, and so what made it worse was the lies that surrounded it, and then nobody took responsibility even for the cover-up. This would be, I think, unimaginable 20 years ago. When you go back to even... there hasn't really been a presidency where there hasn't been some... mistakes are made, but at the end of the day, people have to take responsibility. Even under Reagan, there were mistakes made when it came to the Iran-Contra. But, people took responsibility. Yes, I was the one that said that we should do this. So people stepped up to the plate, right, wrong, or indifferent. This was my decision, and it may be judged as being wrong. You go back to even... Nixon administration, which is considered one of the worst political scandals in American history. I think that's been eclipsed now. But people took responsibility. People resigned. People actually even ended up going to prison. And then nobody died. We're talking about a fifth-rate burglary. And people took responsibility. People actually, stepped up, went to prison, ended up. We had a president that ended up resigning because they also lied about the cover-up. So I think it's a sad state of affairs, and unfortunately this undermines society.
Yeah, I agree. We're speaking with Andrew We're speaking with Andrew Sabo with Peel Back the Onion. And Andrew, you know, continuing along those same lines, something that you and I have talked about several times on the show, just to follow up here. Now the President Obama cancels the meeting with Putin, of course, amid what's happened with Ed Snowden because they granted him asylum. So the NSA leaker gets asylum in Russia. And the unthinkable thing is just that they just dragged it out and played us for all it was worth for over a month, almost 2 months. And then they ultimately give him the asylum. And what does our government do? And what do they do as far as ordering helicopters from Russia? Because we have a $500 million order that we're putting in their hands. Why don't we take that back? Why don't we show some sense of strength? I think we look like ninnies to the rest of the world. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, because along with not taking responsibility, hand in hand with that is when something, you know, goes wrong, you have to take responsibility for it. And when something is affecting us, and it's clearly we're being made fools of, it looks like that we have no backbone. We look like ninnies. That's a great expression. Very English there, by the way, Kat. It is such an expression. And that has been, and we talked about this before again, but for those listeners who perhaps have not heard some of prior conversations, this comes back to our state of a foreign policy, which is almost non-existent. And you look at, again, pointing at Hillary Clinton, there was the famous reset with Russia. Well, that reset in relations with Russia has actually taken us back into the Cold War. We had much better relations under Bush because the Russians actually feared us. You know, we were a formidable, yes, we were allied at some level, but you don't want to mess with America. Well, now everybody wants to mess with America. And I think this is further exemplified with what happened in the last weekend, that all of a sudden the terrorist network of Al-Qaeda is supposed to be, we heard speech after speech after speech in the fall from during the elections that they have been decimated. They're on the run. Those words were used over and over again. They're not on the run. Yeah, they're on the run. They're on the run towards us. To have 19 embassies closed down because we can't protect ourselves basically is sending the message that they wouldn't have had to do that unless the level of threat was so high. Why is that level of threat? Let's peel back the onion. Why is the level of threat so high? Because they feel they can act with impunity.
Yeah, exactly.
And without retaliation. So when there's no retaliation for a simple thing like an espionage agent in the NSA in Russia, if we're that powerless, then we're certainly powerless to protect an embassy. And that's when we peel back the onion, that's really the message that comes out of this, is that we've now, unfortunately, become a second-rate power. I don't think we are anymore to be considered as the most powerful nation on earth.
Yeah, and I say that all the time.
Sad state of affairs.
Yeah, it's very, very sad. All right, I'm sure we'll pick up along some of those same lines next time around. Andrew Sabo, Peel Back the Onion, thanks so much.
Thanks, Kate. Always a delight.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Attention, citizens of Northern Arizona. Are you prepared? If not, now's your chance to get prepared at the Arizona Survivalist Prepper Expo. August 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Visit with Arizona-based and national suppliers of such items as freeze-dried foods, solar ovens, solar equipment, tactical gear, camping gear, water filtration supplies, and much more. Do you need a bug-out bag? Do you need to stock up on freeze-dried food? Are you curious what a solar oven is? Take a tour of the ultimate bunker, a portable above or below ground survival shelter. Visit with Doomsday Prepper stars from around Arizona, such as Tim Ralston of Gear Up and Brian Moffitt of Extreme Defense USA. Informative speakers will be providing valuable insight every hour on such topics as long-term food storage and emergency first aid skills. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. We won't rest until every citizen in Arizona is prepared. Visit our website, ArizonaSurvivalistShows.com.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Turquoise Radio. Love me some London. I do. It's really fun. I've gone to England a couple times. It's been a while. I would love to go over there and take the America Tonight crew and do a show from there. There's some great things that are happening actually in that country that are interesting, and economically it'd be fun to do some comparisons. Of course, your gas prices, we certainly don't want anything to do with here in the United States. Gaza 11 says, I'm from the UK. So there you go. There's someone else listening to us in the UK. It's curious. There hasn't been a lot of talk about gas prices lately in the US because I think our threshold of pain is once we hit $4, and in California, they just put up with it because they're always paying more. California, Chicago, one of the worst places in Illinois. For some reason, it's the refinery, the distance of refineries, which makes no sense to me, but that's as how it was explained to me by someone from Chevron, for whatever that's worth. They always seem to pay way more. But $4 for most of us is that number. It's so high. Last September, I was in Ireland filling up like $7 a gallon. It's crazy. Now I know why you complain about the price of gasoline. You know when you rent a car and they say, do you want us to fill it up for you? Do you want to fill it up before you come back? Flip a coin. Either way, it's not good. It's not good. All right, I said this was the year of the whistleblower, and we got a good whistleblower story for you. Check this out. Do we have a good whistle in the house somewhere? That's what happens. That sound follows you around. when you're a whistleblower. You know, it's like when you're the queen, they have trumpets. When you're a whistleblower, what's that sound again? I think we killed our whistler. You know what? I can't even whistle. Can anyone out there whistle? I am the worst whistler. I wouldn't be the good sound effect person walking around with a whistleblower. We're going to start to have more whistleblowers actually on the show, including a big one from City who blew the lid off what was going on with the folks at City. But anyway, this is a whistleblower you probably haven't heard much about. His name is Porter Fisher, and he's a former employee of the clinic called Biogenesis, which has led to the downfall of Alex Rodriguez and a handful, a dozen other baseball players for taking performance-enhancing drugs. Major League Baseball just announced those suspensions. Alex Rodriguez, the Yankee slugger, is appealing his 211 games that he got. But this whistleblower, Porter Fisher, worked at the clinic, and he says that he was bullied by Major League Baseball. He said it was brutal. He got everything he could. You know, this was a huge scandal. And he says he feels like they just messed him over. The attorneys pressing an emergency court order claiming that this Porter Fisher guy didn't respond to requests that he hand over all of Biogenesis documents that he had. And so now there was like a little bit of a reprieve. A court circuit judge in Miami has an August 21st court date where he's supposed to respond to the requests from Major League Baseball's commissioner's office. And this Porter Fisher says he didn't fully understand the request and he needed time to get an attorney after leaving his previous attorney. So he's the one who blew the Biogenesis case open. He turned over boxes and boxes of documents to the Miami New Times last year. And the initial stuff or disclosure, as well as documents that were ultimately obtained by Outside the Lines, which is an investigative program on ESPN from other sources, were part of the reason for these suspensions of the 14 players in all. And there's only one challenge. It's Alex Rodriguez. He got the 211 games. But supposedly, he was recruiting people to Biogenesis, supposedly, allegedly, and that's why he got hit with so many more, and plus he lied, apparently, to MLB and, you know, the front office, whatever. I'm calling him the front office. So the attorneys have used a local civil lawsuit that they filed in March against the clinic operator, Tony Bosch, and five others that are affiliated with Biogenesis in an attempt to get cooperation and get records and all that sort of stuff. That's why they filed that suit. So the attorneys for others named in the suit, which is assuming Major League Baseball will drop once its investigation is concluded. They just want that's bullying. That's how you get the documents. It works in the real world. It doesn't work in government. Remember when Daryl Issa, the congressman from California who has the most money in Congress, that's why he's untouchable, right? So Issa, the thing I like about Issa is he is what he is, right? He's like the shark, and he's going after documents and fast and furious, demanding to know these emails, get the boxes. And finally they bury him in the boxes, but they still don't give him what he wants. And that all just kind of got lost, it just was tossed to the side. In this case, they can't toss it to the side, so that's why they filed the suit, so they get all the information, they got the documents to back it up, and bada bing, that's it. It's open and shut for Major League Baseball. But this Fisher cat supposedly has the all of the Biogenesis documents, and he had a set of them that he passed on to a friend or something, and he thinks they were also passed on to Alex Rodriguez. So he's got much more details than even the clinic's owner. And they say there's a possibility the documents have names not previously raised by Major League Baseball, as well as athletes from other sports who dealt with Bosch and the South Florida clinics. Because you have to think of A-Rod and the circles he runs in and the people that he knows. If he were telling people about how great this clinic is, there would be other athletes. That makes sense. If they wanted to get the PEDs, they would go there. So, interesting. As a whistleblower, what does it do for him? He says he gets bullied by Major League Baseball, has to hire a bunch of attorneys, and at one point trying to gain his cooperation, check this out too, MLB was offering about $125,000 to bring him into their fold. Hey, we want you to tell us everything you know, so we're going to pay you $125,000. But that blew up, and now it's just subpoena, and I'm going to hit you over the head with this. They're playing hardball with him, and they are trying to, you know, they're sending people to his front door to try to subpoena him and stuff. Wonder where they got their tactics from. And imagine the other names that are on this. There has to be some people that are sweating it out because they don't understand why their name hasn't come up. But there has to be more people's names in these documents. I'd be curious kind of about that. Are there any other big names in baseball? But what about the other sports, too? How stupid. Now, you're the guy who runs Biogenesis. You know that performance-enhancing drugs will get these guys booted out. Why would you have records that were easily accessible to people that work for you, thinking that nothing was going to happen? So in the world of whistleblowing, for him at least, the Biogenesis dude, not a good experience. And it sounds like he's ending up having to spend money, unless he does some kind of a book. Which that could be possible, but who knows who Porter Fisher is. He's the man who's the whistleblower who brought down the Biogenesis Clinic. It was just a little quiet investigation in Miami, then it blew up into a national scandal, thanks really to Major League Baseball, because they wanted to go after, they had to, it was in their face, and they wanted to go after the people that they knew they could knock down, and that includes Alex Rodriguez. Remember, you can hook up with us on Facebook and Twitter and all that fun stuff. And how do you do that? All roads lead to the website. The website is americatonight.net. Thanks for listening. Hope you can stick around for our next hour of ATN when we talk to a counterterrorism expert, one of the best all-time in the business, who says, guess what? It's more about putting fear out there than actual terror. Ooh.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.